8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The Become a Nerd Tech Show.
Nerd warning, listener discretion is advised.
Most nerds show a pronounced interest in subjects others find dull or boring or maybe too complex to understand.
The Become a Nerd Tech Show presents tips, news, and trends all in one place.
Stay informed with your nerd and host, Derek Bullard.
Go, go, go.
Tech News is brought to you by www.ccsq.ca. Receive a training that will change your life. Study in accounting, secretarial studies, or in computer support. Courses are offered in French and English, and international students are welcome. Enter the job market quickly with ccsq.ca, www.ccsq.ca, or call us at 819-346-5000.
Hi, this is Derek Bullard, and this is Tech in the News for September 13, 2018. Well, Apple unveiled three new iPhones on September 12th, and it is confusing to say the least. This comes as a company seeks to widen the product's appeal amid slowing sales. There are three entirely new devices. Here's the prices and availability for Canada. The iPhone XR starts at $1,029. The iPhone XS starts at $1,379. The iPhone XS Max starts at $1,519. Pre-orders begin tomorrow and sales go live on September 21st.
The iPhone X described our vision for the future of the smartphone. Today, we're extending that vision with significant advances across three entirely new products. iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, and iPhone XR. iPhone XS is completely uncompromising. The expansive Super Retina display with OLED delivers vivid brightness, true blacks, and high dynamic range content. iPhone XS Max has the largest display ever on an iPhone. Custom-developed stainless steel is precisely machined to create structural bands in three finishes, including new gold. With even better water and dust resistance, this structure is integrated with the most durable glass ever developed for a smartphone. Face ID, enabled by the TrueDepth camera system, reinvents the way to securely unlock, log in, and pay with only a glance. Now it's even faster. The A12 Bionic chip is the smartest and most powerful chip ever in a smartphone. Its next generation neural engine dedicates machine learning to everything from augmented reality to photography. With a more advanced dual camera system and neural engine, iPhone is again taking us to a new era of photography, where even more capable sensors are combined with lenses, chips, and advanced software, delivering smart HDR across your photos, creating images like never before. Portrait mode on both the back camera and front TrueDepth camera now features more nuanced, software-enhanced, adjustable depth of field. 4K video with better low light performance and extended dynamic range now records in stereo, and your content plays back in widened stereo sound. iPhone XR integrates the same breakthrough technologies. It's powered by the same A12 Bionic chip, has the same versatile TrueDepth camera with the same advanced Face ID. An entirely new range of finishes are enabled by precision machined structural aluminium bands anodized to complement an all-glass enclosure. The all-screen liquid retina display is the most advanced LCD in a smartphone and the most color accurate in the industry. A new backlight design allows the display to extend into the radiused corners, enabling a larger LCD than ever before. The advanced single camera system combined with machine learning, allows iPhone XR to recognize people, map subjects, and add depth. The depth of field is adjustable, so you can take more dramatic portraits.
In the quest to get rid of misinformation and fake news on social media, Facebook is expanding its fact-checking efforts to photos and videos in 17 countries. This comes as social media giants like Facebook and Twitter have had to grapple with how their networks can be used to spread fake news and misinformation and even influence elections. Months after a fatal crash involving one of its self-driving vehicles in Arizona, Uber is not only doubling down on its autonomous research efforts, but investing in a research hub uniquely positioned to reduce the likelihood of similar accidents in the future. The San Francisco, California-based company announced on Thursday that it's expanding its advanced technologies group in Toronto and opening a new engineering lab, its first in Canada. Uber says it plans to spend $200 million Canadian dollars on the Toronto hub over the next 5 years, which will eventually bring its headcount in the city from 200 to about 500 employees. Walmart is reporting its best sales in more than a decade, thanks in part to a nice jump in online sales. U.S. sales on Walmart's website climbed 40% during the past quarter. It is attributing its successful quarter to robust sales in grocery and apparel, which it invested money into in another attempt to compete with Amazon. The big box retailer has made a large e-commerce push lately, redesigning its website in an attempt to compete with Amazon. Walmart's brick-and-mortar stores also played a big part in sales, with the company reporting that more shoppers went into its stores and spent more money.
Cool gadgets of the week.
Rock it out with this Nintendo Entertainment System-inspired retro cube speaker. With its directional pad-styled controls on the top, you're sure to show off your geek style. Left and right control the volume, while up and down control power and play-pause functionality. Additionally, it has an 8-hour battery life, so you can blast music all day. Check out the link on my blog, DerekBullard.me. This has been Tech News by Derek Bullard. Please visit my website at www.DerekBullard.me or look me up on Facebook, DerekBullard.me. See you next time. Tech News is brought to you by www.ccsq.ca. Receive quality training by means of theory, demonstration, and practice. All done by experienced, committed, and student-oriented teachers. Study in accounting, secretarial studies, or in computer support. Courses are offered in French and English. International students are welcome to come study in Quebec, Canada. Visit our website for more information, www.ccsq.ca, or call us at 819-346-5000.